How much did you take from your performance in the two joint practices at being at left guard? I know you saw some left tackle too, but being at guard really for the first time against another team.
It felt good. You know, it was the first time I really got to like pull with pads on and go hit somebody else with playing guard, because you know the past week I've been playing left tackle exclusively. So it's been fun out there. I mean, I've had a good time. Getting to play somebody else is exciting, and to see where we're at and kind of a measuring stick before we even get to that first preseason game. So I really think it's going to help our team out. Their defense is very good, very physical, big guys, and I think it's going to, you know, pay dividends down the road.
Did you like pulling, getting that open space?
Yeah, I mean, I like to move around, get after guys. It gets you a chance to, you know, help out. I know what it's like to play tackle and be sitting back there and having to eat bull rushes, and being a guard to go out and help out. You know, Flowers are coming and help Weston. There's opportunities there to make some plays and open some holes. So we had some nice runs where it looked good.
You had a nice screen pass, I noticed, to Shane. You and Weston were out in front
of
it. Was that kind of executed the way it's drawn up?
Yeah, I mean, we've been working on that because, you know, you play against teams that have great defensive lines. You have to be able to screen them, to draw, to do a bunch of different things. And to have a screen that definitely took off and definitely broke. I mean, he was one-on-one with the safety. That's our goal, every play to get the running back to the safety. And, you know, those guys are going to make them miss, or, you know, Andre Williams, you know, against St. Louis, run them over. So it's exciting to see that.
That's kind of been lacking from this offense for a couple of years.
You know, it's a multiple thing. You know, you have a bunch of different guys in working together, having that feel, because screen is definitely about feel, being on pace with the running back. I think bringing in a guy like Vereen, who has experience out of the backfield catching the ball, is going to help us out tremendously, and it's our job to get out there and get in front, and he'll make a miss.
The left side seemed to really, and, you know, not discounting the right side, but the left side, it seemed like you guys had reps that you could actually look at and say, between you, Flowers, and Richburg, that you guys all worked together. It was almost like this is the way it's supposed to be.
It's exciting. I mean, I'm excited to get out there with those guys. I know the way it's been in years past, we have to be able to be multiple and be versatile. But it's nice to have the guys that were slotted to be in there playing together and getting those reps, getting that feel. I'm excited for this offensive line. I'm excited for this offense. You know, I want to get out there Friday night and have a good you know, first game together.
Weston says he feels like he's home.
Yeah.
You know, playing at that position. Do you sense that from him too?
Oh yeah, for sure. He's a leader out there. He's a guy that takes command of that huddle and gets us all on the same page. And it's something where I'm excited for him. I think he's going to do great things this year. And, you know, I look forward to seeing what he does, you know, come Friday night.
Do you anticipate that after your turn with the starters is done, you'll get some work, like with maybe the twos at left tackle or something like that? They
haven't told me anything. But I'm up to do whatever I got to do. It could be left guard, left tackle. Maybe play quarterback, I'll play quarterback, but we'll see.
How did you think Eric did?
Throughout the camp, I think he did very well. Especially coming off an injury is tough, because he hasn't gone really in full pads yet. So to come back and play like he has been playing, I'm excited for him. He's a really good player, and I'm excited to see what we're able to do with him out there healthy and get this thing going.
You think you've been there when the lights are on for real tomorrow night? I know it's not completely real, but the lights will go on and you'll play a game. You have to look at Eric and wonder how he's going to react, or you kind of know?
No, I mean, we're gonna find out. You know what I'm saying? I know he's a great player. There's a reason we drafted him, and these practices definitely help kind of raise that heighten that awareness to what's going to happen during the game. And I think once you get out there and put the pads on for the first time, you have those pregame jitters. And I know it's not an official game, but you're playing under the lights, you're playing with the pads on. This first time you get to see the jersey, the uniform, put that helmet on, it's going to be an exciting time for him. So, you know, just keep everyone calm and keep us on the same page and just get started fast and, you know, go down and put a scoring drive together right away.
Is he pretty quiet around you guys too?
Yeah, he's a quiet guy, but I think he's starting to open up more. You think about it, it's a kid coming from college where you're with the same guys for 4 years, and you come into a room where it's totally different, the dynamics are different, you don't know where you fit in, he's definitely opening up and starting to joke around. So I heard he's a man of few words down here with you guys. So
yeah. Did he sing yet?
Yeah, he sang.
How was it?
It's good. He did a real good job, honestly. He got a standing up, so definitely he must have rehearsed it in front of the mirror.
Did you see some of that nastiness that we heard about from him this week?
Yeah, I think you saw some plays where he got after guys and was able to go out there and do some good things. I know in the green zone period, he got into it with one of the guys. So I think Coach Coughlin definitely doesn't want to see that, but that's exciting for us to see. And I got his back. He's got my back. That's what it comes down to.
You think it's one of those things where he doesn't want to see it out in front of everybody else, but behind the scenes, maybe him and Flats?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so, because, like, you know, I'm going to get after some guys. I know Flyers got after some guys. He harped this week on making sure we had good practice, and I think we had good practices. But at the same time, if someone does something that warrants us getting in their face and kind of letting them know, like, hey, stay away from the quarterback, don't touch our running backs, you can't not do that. So, like I said before, I'd rather coach come and yell at me for going a little bit too far than yelling at me for not doing enough.